Well, last night we had the fourth chapter of Jonah, and it's a sad story here, but you know, one thing I like about it is that it really doesn't end. I'm sure it was done this way for a reason, but we don't know. One thing that's a little frustrating is that we don't know what happened to Jonah. We don't know the end of the story. I like to think that Jonah learned his lessons. God was so gracious to him, wanting to teach him to care about the things that really matter to God, wanted to purify his heart from sin's alloy, fill him with compassion, the love of God. God is love. That's really written over this last chapter. God loves Jonah. God loves people. God is mighty to save and strong to deliver. And in Jonah's case, I know this is God-breathed, and the story is here, and it's for us. And regardless of what happened to Jonah, we're to learn our lessons from it. But if Jonah wrote this, I can't imagine that he would have been so free to bare his soul and show his shortcomings and his failures unless God had continued to work graciously in his heart to change him and give him the victory over sin and over himself. And we all need that. And God loves us too. God is love. I mentioned hearing that preacher preach about Jonah, and he put a title over each chapter. You can't run from God. When you hit bottom, look up. God gives a second chance, and God loves everyone. Fourth chapter was God loves everyone. I would say God is love. And when we read God loves everyone, it must mean that he loves Jonah. I think that's very clear. And the people of Nineveh and us. And he calls us through this prophet, through this book that he's included in the Bible for us. God spoke to Jonah so searchingly, so strongly, so seriously. Jonah, you didn't make this plant to grow. You didn't exert any labor in tending this plant. It's grown up in a day. You feel so much concern for this plant. You've grown attached to it in one day. What about the souls, the eternal souls of all the people in Nineveh? As we said last night, created in the image of God, I've kept them alive to this day when they would hear my call to repentance. And here's something else. Their eternal destiny depends on what they do with your message, their response to your witness to me will make the difference forever, forever to them. If you care about this plant, shouldn't I care about this city? Shouldn't I be merciful to all these people? And shouldn't you care too? That's there too, by at least by implication. Jonah, shouldn't you care? If you're angry enough to die because of this plant, shouldn't you be compassionate enough to live for these people, to bless them, to be my instrument of mercy to these people? When you think of the spiritual condition of a prophet, he couldn't answer, yes, that's the way it is, to God's searching word to him. But he had to admit that he didn't care. And that should speak to my heart, and I trust it does speak to all of our hearts. We are Christians. We've been bought with a price. We should love him who loved us and gave himself for us. And sometimes, maybe if we'll search our hearts, maybe this is a little strong, but we could ask ourselves this question: do I care more about the items in my garden than about the souls of men and women? Do I care about what grows in my fields more? Do I care about what's in my garage, what's in my house, than I do about men and women that are perishing and the spread of the gospel to them? Do I get behind those efforts in all the world as Jesus commanded us to do? Go and preach the gospel to everyone, invite them to me. Do I care more about my own things, the things that bring me comfort, than I do about the interests of God's kingdom, being a part of building that kingdom in our world? These are questions that come to us from this fourth chapter of Jonah. Do we respond to God's command to go gladly, or are we a bit like Jonah, maybe even angry about the burden that this imposes upon us? And as we said, it's a very interesting close to this book. We ask the question, whatever happened to Jonah? And we don't know. But I believe the story is left unfinished for a reason, because it's a parable. It's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Just like our Lord's parables are meant to teach the hearers a lesson, I think it's meant for us to write the final paragraph in our own experience as God speaks to us. The conclusion of the message is really up to us as God stirs our hearts and wants to work a response in us of willingness and dedication to Him, leaving all to follow Jesus, turning from the world away, taking up the cross for Jesus, glad for Him to suffer loss, all on the altar. Oh, may the fire of God, as that song says, descend upon us as we yield ourselves to Him. May we be filled with the Spirit and with the compassion of Christ. For, as we've said a number of times, quoting Alexander White for one, and another time I believe I was quoting someone else, but I am Jonah, and you are Jonah. We recognize ourselves in the story of Jonah. And we also are in need of the mercy of God and the grace of God to enable us to live from this day forward. This is the time that we have left to be obedient to His commands, following gladly, the song says, fully obedient, giving to Him my life at its best, to live to the praise of His glorious grace. Oh Lord, let my life be lived unto Your praise, unto Your glory from this day forward. Fill me with Your Spirit. Touch my heart, Lord. Help me to love You more. Someone prayed in the meeting last night, just such a simple prayer, to love ourselves less and to love You more. What a great prayer that is. Jesus wants us to be so overwhelmed with His love and love Him because He first loved us. We sang Love Divine. And God is love. Come and fix in us Your humble dwelling. And, O Lord, let our lives be poured out for You, lived entirely unto Your praise and Your glory. I think of the hymn comes to mind, praise my soul, the King of heaven, to His feet Thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, Who like thee his praise should sing? Hallelujah. Oh, we ought to think of the mercy that's been given to us. For mercy so great, what return shall I make for mercy so constant and sure? I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have, as long as my life shall endure. Hallelujah. Let it be, dear Lord. Thank you that as we go from this place, you go with us. Thank you that you touch our hearts with the fire of divine love, and you help us, Lord, to give ourselves more wholly to you. And you fill us, Lord, as we are emptied. You come and fill us and rule and reign in our hearts, Lord, without a rival, we pray, for your name's sake and for your glory. Amen. Hallelujah.